The online movement to get New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg into the presidential race isn't exactly catching fire. Only a few thousand people have signed an internet petition to get the billionaire businessman to run. But that's not stopping Bloomberg advisors from hinting at a third-party bid. NPR's Robert Smith reports on what such a candidacy could look like.
Third-party candidates tend to have something in common, a burning passion. For Ralph Nader in 2000, it was his loathing of corporate interests.
The problem in our country is the corporations are the government.
H. Ross Perot lived for his charts and graphs about the national debt.
Look at how it's grown over the years.
And George Wallace in 1968 railed against integration by school busing.
Turn back the absolute control of the public school systems to the people of the respective states.
But New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg doesn't get riled up over much. His passion is efficiency.
We are committed to make our city government quicker, leaner, stronger, better.
It may not sound that inspirational, but in New York City, getting things done is the impossible dream. Bloomberg won a landslide second term as mayor by reciting his list of accomplishments: lower crime, higher test scores, and a humming economy.
His ideology is very competent management.
Doug Muzio is a professor of public affairs at Baruch College in New York.
He goes back to the turn of the 19th to the 20th century and the progressive era, the scientific management of government.
But a presidential race is usually dominated by hot-button issues, and Bloomberg would have to make a case for where he stands. And that's not easy to figure out. He was a lifelong Democrat who became a Republican, who recently announced he was independent. But it doesn't mean he's in the ideological middle. On social issues, Bloomberg's often more liberal than the three major Democratic presidential candidates. He said he supports the legalization of gay marriage. He's called the death penalty murder by the state. And he's made tougher gun laws one of the missions of his second term.
We are determined to take illegal guns off our streets and protect the people that we were elected to serve.
And he hasn't been shy about it. Bloomberg sent private investigators to gun shops in other states and then sued the stores that they suspected were violating the law. Professor Muzio says Bloomberg is not afraid to wield power.
He believes that government is a force for progress. Government is good in Michael Bloomberg's worldview.
And good for you. He banned smoking in bars and trans fats in restaurants. He launched a massive customer service phone line for New Yorkers. And, as his opponents will surely point out if he runs for president, raised property taxes by 18%. But even with that, Bloomberg would still have a shot at economic conservatives, if only for his relentless pro-development, pro-business bent. Last week in Washington, he chided lawmakers for offering checks as an economic stimulus.
It's not going to make a huge difference because we're already running huge deficits. We can't borrow our ways out of this problem. The jig is up.
And though he agreed with helping homeowners who are struggling with foreclosure, last year Bloomberg all but blamed borrowers for taking out risky loans and lying on their applications. He's no populist who feels your pain. As for Bloomberg's foreign policy positions, at this point it's almost impossible to tell. When asked about Iraq, he usually mentions that no one wants troops to stay, but he doesn't know how they can leave. Still, perhaps in the strange logic of third-party candidates, much of this doesn't matter to independents. In Port St. Lucie, Florida, I met Tony Esposito, who didn't know much about Bloomberg's positions, but still wanted him to run.
He doesn't have to agree with me on everything, but the country needs a boss, someone who is going to bring back the strength of the dollar, and that man, I believe he could do it.
Bloomberg says in his own biography that he sure likes being boss, but as of right now, he denies that he's running for president. Robert Smith, NPR News.